Lay 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 lay.
Of dear friends, today with us in Judy, 10 number 4, Petach Tikva, Haifa, 10 number 2, Minsk, Hungary, and Kharkov. We'll read from Rav's words.
15 minutes, the 15 minutes that I'm here before the lesson, I literally invest in connecting with the friends. 15 minutes is more than enough to reach the state that I want to drink the waters of the Torah. Cold water on a thirsty soul. Student, what should I do during these 15 minutes of preparation? Rav, depict yourself in the group. How much do I want to be included in it and find myself there with the Creator, with the group, inside this vessel, to be totally under mutual influence, myself, the group, and the Creator?
Let's discuss in a workshop, delve in, and they'll try and scrutinize what Rav proposed to us. How will we imagine? How am I imagining my presence in the group? To the extent I want to incorporate myself in it and find myself there with the Creator. How do I imagine my presence in the group? To the extent that I want to be included in it and find myself there with the Creator. Workshop.
To
imagine how I'm included in the group, how I'm there. There, I connect with the upper force. I think that there is already such a feeling that the connection between us is something a lot deeper, and bit by bit it is revealed. There, that's where we have to aspire to. and simply remove all of this concealment to discover the truth, the true reality of the Creator. How?
It's common effort, in mutual concern, mutual guarantee. And what's important is the demand for the light to complete our action, that we cannot complete it alone.
And also that there is none else besides Him. That's how we need to shape our perception, that here there is only a possibility to be included in the center of the group, this effort that we can try to do.
In order to reach incorporation in the center of the group, now in the workshop we need to feel the lack of each and every friend, meaning by his words, to truly feel where it's coming from, because this is how we feel. And it's kind of an aid tool to be included, incorporate in one another, thus receive the basis for inclusion in the group.
Yes, the place where we feel some common point all the time, we feel that point between us in which each one of us is then talking from that same point, thinking from that same point. He feels his desire as well as the friends.
It's a place from which stem a prayer of the ten, of one unit. A prayer because of which we have the power to get closer to one another more and more.
A place which is common. Seemingly, the self remains behind, myself, and all that remains is this new reality, which is a reality that takes into account something greater than myself. All of my calculations for myself and my actions are determined according to different measurements of the center of the group. There we all work together.
I was imagining everyone somehow tie his animal outside, and into here you enter only with a point in the heart, only with the parts, the same part of the complete soul, part that he bring for Chibur, part that look onto the friends and also see points in the heart with which he want to connect. And if one with that he reach, want to reach something complete, to find that connection with the Creator.
Yes, that this connection exists already.
Second question. What am I committing before the 10? What am I committing before the 10 during the lesson in order to reach a state of the Exodus of Egypt? Workshop.
I commit to constantly ask for you that the Creator will give you the strength to be in it, to be in that true reality.
Yes, so I am committing to try and do the few efforts I can to exert seeing you connected when I'm not seeing you, and to ask to see you like that.
I pledge to make an effort to feel that I'm holding your oxygen pipeline on the one hand, on the other hand, to try to completely annul before you and to be included in your state, which is already corrected.
The Creator has prepared for me such a state that I'm reaching the group, coming to the group, and the group is in a complete spiritual state. I simply need to draw myself into that, seeing the group as a whole, and it in itself, it could be united.
I slept for 3 hours, maybe less. I pledged to be alert, alive, focused on the lesson, to give you an example externally, and at the same time, internally, to be in a constant attack.
I commit to ask for power from the Creator to think about you, so that throughout the whole lesson you will not disconnect from the thought, from the right thought and intention.
I, like Malchut, annul before everyone, and I do everything that the Ten tells me, and like Keter, I pray for the Ten, and I take upon myself to be concerned, to care for the Ten.
Yes, to hold both hands of truly being servant of the Ten's desire, total nullification where there's nothing, and on the other hand, holding on to set an example and give elation as much as possible, and think of Itai to be alert and help him. And eventually, it is all in the thought. In recent days, it is really felt that you have power, you have no power, you focus, you're not focused. It's as if someone else pulling your strings. There's a Ten above you that decide when you're above, when you are below. Put your hands up, put your hand down.
Yes, there's not a lot to that you can commit to other than to pray for the Ten, to simply try to listen this lesson. And in general, in the lesson, there's no room for individual work. If we tied our beasts outside and I'm here by myself, the only I that exists is the I that is asking for the connection of the Ten. Let's try to take the lesson, hear the lesson, hear every word from Rav, from that place, with a single ear.
Lay, lay, lay.